Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Safe Money Masters with Greg Castle. Get ready for a full hour of financial information and economic news you can't afford to miss. Greg works hard each and every day to help hardworking Americans like you navigate challenges and reach the financial freedom they desire and deserve. So now let's start the show. Here's Greg Castle.
Hello and welcome to Safe Money Masters, where our main goal is to help you become masters of your money and teach you how to keep it safe. You know, we hope you're having a terrific Tuesday. I know Matt and I are. I'm Greg Castle. I'll be your host today, along with my co-host and executive producer, Matt McClure. You know, Matt, here we are once again with another terrific Tuesday lineup. So why don't you tell our listeners what they can expect to hear on today's show?
Yeah, you know, we don't disappoint. If we say we got a terrific show, we pretty much guarantee we got a terrific show for you here on this Tuesday. A lot of great stuff coming up here. A lot of great information. That's really what the show is all about. Is education, helping you, our listeners, really, you know, make better choices, better financial choices in your life, and get some help along the way in doing that. We'll start off, of course, with our quote of the week, as we do each and every time around. That'll come up here shortly in just a moment. We'll also talk about the biggest expenses for retirees today. We'll go through eight of the top budget items in your golden years, according to a new survey. People are saying, at least more of them, that they will never retire. Well, why are you going to not retire? Why in the world would that be your opinion of your future, your prediction for your life? Well, we'll share that. We'll also share why you still need a plan anyway. Warren Buffett's list of things that poor people spend money on. We'll talk about that also, go through that list. Then we'll wrap up Tom Hegna's Don't Worry, Retire Happy book and some of the points that he makes in there, those seven key considerations for a successful retirement. And of course, we'll wrap things up with This Week in History at the very end. And you know what, folks? If you have been listening to the show because you are someone who is interested in improving your financial situation and your ability to retire someday, if you are, you know, not like a lot of those people who say, I'm not going to retire. Oh, come on. You probably want to retire, I'm sure, and you will deserve it by the time you get to the end of what should be the end of your career anyway. Let Castle Financial Solutions help you. Some one-on-one attention can really go a long way toward getting you there, and all you have to do is give them a call. It's 813-430-7100, 813-430-7100. You can visit the website safemoneymasters.com, and they'd be happy to meet with you personally and provide customized guidance and solutions based on your specific financial needs.
You know, just to add to that one second, as you mentioned before, you may want to retire someday. A lot of folks really want to keep working forever, which is fine. However, you never know when something's going to happen that's going to prevent you from being able to do that. As long as you're emotionally, physically, and mentally able to work, I mean, I'll go for it. I'm sort of the same way. I'm going to be like George Burns, Betty White, and Queen Elizabeth. And as long as I'm physically, mentally, and emotionally able, I plan to keep going like the Energizer Bunny. However, you know, there are things along the way that could stop that, you know, a physical impairment, something that in my case, since my job requires, you know, to talk and speech, if something were to happen that would be limited some way, then my job would be gone. I need to make sure that I'm able to retire. So you got to plan for those little setbacks.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. You do. And you know, have a plan. But that's why we say it's important to, even if you never plan to retire, have a plan. And we'll go into that in depth coming up here in just a little bit. But Greg, let's get things kicking here as we go into our quote of the week, shall we?
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
This week's quote comes from the late comedy writer and producer, Gene Perrette, who once said, "Retirement. It's nice to get out of the rat race, but you have to learn to get along with less cheese."
I love that. Well, I don't know. I'm a pretty cheesy guy. I figure I'll have a lot of cheese in retirement.
I heard that about you.
My reputation precedes me.
Yeah, really. No, the that's so true. I mean, you know, cheese, of course, is sort of an analogy for more money. Whenever that your full-time paycheck stops and you start living on Social Security and what retirement savings that you have, in most cases, it's going to be a reduction to what you currently have. So as you say, it's great to get out of the rat race, but you got to learn to live with less cheese.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, Gene Perrette was, you know, of course, very poignant in those words and sharing those, but of course, shared a lot more funny things too, because he won 3 Emmys for his work on the Carol Burnett Show. He worked for Bob Hope for 28 years. He wrote Hope's television specials, USO Christmas tours as well. I mean, come on. The guy was obviously just a brilliant, brilliant comedian and worked with some of the best. So absolutely great words there and a funny guy on top of it.
He was. So, you know, Matt, before we get into today's topics, I'd like to take just a minute to once again remind our listeners what our show is all about. The whole premise of this show is to bring you topics and tools and information that's going to help you protect and grow your wealth and retirement income. So we hope that you keep turning in. As always, you can catch us every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. on Money Talk 1010 and on your local FM stations, 92.1 down south and 103.1 up north. If you happen to miss an episode, you can always catch a replay at safemoneymasters.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And if by chance you're more of a visual person, you can also check out our YouTube channel and subscribe to see weekly video highlights and special content that we put on there. And if you have any questions or comments, we would love to hear from you. Feel free to email me personally at greg@safemoneymasters.com, or you can give me a call at 813-430-7100.
Great thing to do for that absolutely free complimentary consultation with Greg Castle at Castle Financial Solutions. Well, okay, so we teed this up at the beginning, and like I said, we don't disappoint here. There's a new survey from AARP about the biggest expenses for retirees today. Now, some of the biggest expenses in retirement are not going to really surprise you, probably, because there are things that you already pay for. It's the combination, though, of your current budget items and then new stuff piled on top of it, right? That people just really find hard to balance in retirement, Greg.
That's so true. One of the number one things to balance is healthcare. You know, of all the spending categories in your retirement, this one, over time, is likely to be the biggest, especially when you consider long-term care needs. We'll talk about long-term care later today when we talk about the HEGNA segment. You know, if you're reasonably in good health, healthcare spending should be relatively low when you retire. Then it's going to jump as you age into your 80s and beyond, because I think most of us know people that, you know, when they get into their 80s, sometimes we're the ones that have to take them back and forth to the doctor. So we know that healthcare costs are going to increase. These expenses are often less for men because they often die first or rely on their spouse to take caregiving duties. So that means the surviving spouse will often have to pay for their own caregiving costs, which tend to vary in different areas of the country. And here in Florida, it's pretty pricey. Healthcare costs have seen, and probably will continue to see, faster inflation rates than any other spending category.
Yeah, and healthcare costs actually projected to climb about 5% a year over the next 30 years. That's about twice the rate of other expenses. You know, you look at the Federal Reserve always has that 2% target for overall inflation, and it runs somewhere in that neighborhood between 2 and 3% usually. But then you talk about 5%. That's just about double that sort of average rate of inflation for everything else. So that's going to be a big, big expense and growing bigger and bigger by the day.
Yeah, so true. Another big expense in retirement is fitness and wellness. People who invest in health and wellness typically have lower medical costs, and this can be anything from gym memberships to yoga classes to stationary bikes and, of course, quality shoes, because your feet begin to hurt as you get older. The more retirees spend on fitness and wellness, the less they could end up spending on medical costs and long-term care.
Yeah, and that's so important, too. Like, you know, we talked about that number one category being healthcare. Well, don't be afraid to spend just, you know, a little bit of time, a little bit of money to improve your health and fitness, because it literally does, not only from a health perspective, but it literally pays to be healthy over time, because you can save a lot of money in the long run.
Yeah, and then another big expense too is that we all have to pay, and it's taxes. You know, even though it seems like taxes might decline when you're retired, trust me, that's not always the case. Have a plan for taxes before you retire. As the federal government looks for ways to reduce the federal deficit, they'll likely result in higher taxes. You know, the government's best options to increase revenue are either to increase taxes or to cut spending.
And the question then becomes, Greg, which strategy would you expect them to use?
Well, you know, politicians are pretty crafty individuals here, and crafty and cagey. To raise taxes, I've never seen anyone yet run on the platform, "We're going to raise your taxes." Well, they all talk about, you know, lowering taxes and cutting spending, and you really can't do both of those things and still run the economy. At some point, you know, we all have to pay the piper. So my answer to that is probably they're more likely to increase taxes than they are to increase the money they spend on all the different platforms that each one of the congressmen and senators are near and dear to their heart. So cutting spending, I don't think they like to do. Raising taxes, they won't do during an election year, but when they get in the office, especially if they're sort of a lame duck at the end of the year, they'll try and get those things up. So that's my prediction. That's my opinion. It ought to be yours.
if past is prologue, you're probably right.
Yeah, really, really. Well, another thing, moving on, another expense that people are going to have in retirement is home maintenance. I can tell you this from personal experience, because in the last year, I've replaced a roof in both my AC units. So I'm not retired yet, thank goodness, or I wouldn't be able to afford that. Anyway, if you plan to stay in your home through at least a good chunk of your retirement, you're likely to see your home maintenance costs jump considerably. And, you know, that's just because you're probably have to hire services to take over some of the things you've been doing for yourself for years. This includes hiring pros to do things like, your lawn care, gutter cleaning, window washing, and home cleaning. And, you know, I've always enjoyed being out in the yard and taking care of the yard and stuff. And after my fifth back surgery in December of this past year, or even while I was waiting for that, I had to hire somebody to mow the yard. And it really made me feel bad, because it's something that I didn't really want to give up. But sometimes you just have to do those things.
Yeah, you know, it's very true. My dad was the same way. I mean, he always loved to work around the house and everything, and just got to where he couldn't really do it. And so, you know, I mean, even something as simple as just climbing a ladder, you know, as you age, is not necessarily the best idea, because you might not be as stable or as strong as you were just a few years prior. So it's something, you know, you got to be careful. You got to be safe beyond anything else, and take your safety and well-being and that of your family into consideration above all. So yeah, just gotta be careful there.
Yeah, it's really, really, you gotta be careful, because those that are in their 60s, 70s and beyond, in our minds, I'm in my 60s, so in our minds, we still feel like we're, you know, in our early to mid 30s. And, you know, when we look at things as if we're still our middle and late 30s, and we're still thinking we could do all the things we used to do. I was a pole vaulter in college. I pole vaulted until I was 28 years old. And in my mind, when I'm watching the Olympics or something, or watching events on TV, I see that I can still do that. And the reality is, the old saying is very, very true. You know, sometimes your mind writes checks that your body can't cash.
I'm feeling that way myself these days, more and more as every day passes.
Oh yeah. I was at the radio station a day or two ago, and I met with Schreiner and Mark Zalas. Anyway, Schreiner has a couple of shows on the radio there, and he was talking, and he said, in the middle of his show, as I'm riding down to meet with him, he was talking about Mark Twain and conversating with the kids about that. and he was trying to remember Mark Twain's, you know, real name. Now, I'm actually shouting at the radio, Samuel Clemens. But, you know, sometimes those things are just on the tip of our tongue. We know it's there. We know what we're supposed to be saying, but it's just not coming out. And as you get older, that happens more and more. So it's somewhat normal. So we'll leave it that way.
That's true.
Another call, another expense you have in retirement, transportation costs. Now, well, better yet, let's go to utilities. Utilities probably is one of those things that it's one of those few expenses that could decrease in your retirement for a couple of reasons. One is that you typically no longer have to pay for children taking long showers or cooking at all hours of the day and night. Also, folks tend to downsize their homes as they retire, not in all cases, but in some, which would require less heat and air conditioning. So just, you know, bear in mind that utilities is one of those things that you might be able to find a way to cut costs in retirement.
Yeah, still a big expense, you know. And the rates, too, that utilities charge are going to continue to go up due to inflation each and every year. And I know that, like, here in Georgia, they just are still trying to wrap up this project at this big nuclear plant with the big utility company here, and they got to pay for it, you know, so they expect rates to go up because of stuff like that. So there you go. I mean, it's your overall usage will go down probably as those things you mentioned happen, but that's something to watch out for is definitely inflation, as we know all too well.
Oh, yeah. My son's actually working on that nuclear project, by the way, so.
At Plant Vogtle.
Yep. You know, he lives in Alabama, but the company he works for, he has to go to Georgia all the time. He's heavily involved in the turbines that are going to make sure that the nuclear core is cooled. So
a very important job.
Very important job. So speaking of travel from Alabama to Georgia, let's talk about transportation for a minute as another expense. This is one of the most important areas of retirement spending, but one of the least considered by most people. As they age, retired people often rely upon others to help them get from place to place. And this might be as simple as an Uber ride to a doctor's appointment or a cab ride to the grocery store and back. But either way, transportation costs can go up on you.
That's very true. And, you know, those Uber rides, like, for example, or something like a paratransit where they maybe a local transit agency has those smaller buses that can come around and get you and that kind of, you got to pay, you know, per ride for those. So those can add up. And a lot of retirees, you know, they might actually downsize to one car. Maybe you've had a couple of cars like the, you know, over the years, the SUV or the minivan and the sedan. Well, maybe, okay, all the kids are out of the house now. You don't need the minivan anymore. So you get rid of it. But keep in mind though, if you do purchase a new car, either before or during retirement, you're going to face multiple transportation costs ranging from payments on that car to the maintenance to gas, higher electric bills for EVs as well, and insurance. Insurance obviously is a huge one there as well, and those rates can vary pretty big time as well. So it's all different costs to watch out for. Well, then of course, Greg, there is number seven, and here's the thing, it's travel, because it's just transportation, so we'll go directly into travel here. With travel costs in retirement are something big to talk about, because people do love to travel, and a lot of people will spend a lot of their retirement years doing that, especially early on. But it's going to vary, right, based on where you stay. Those rates are going to be different based on where you go, and if you're at, you know, the Hyatt Regency or the Motel 6, it's going to be slightly different.
Or the Ritz, for that matter.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's also based on, you know, whom you bring along with you. Because if you're treating children and grandchildren to a vacation as well, cost can obviously rise considerably. You should always plan to travel much earlier in retirement. Tom Hegna calls those the go-go years, and much less to not at all in the latter years of your retirement, which Tom Hegna will call the slow-go years or the no-go years. You need to get out there and travel to any bucket list destinations while you're still young. For a couple of reasons, you can enjoy it. You have mobility. Your mobility is better. You're not on as many drugs in most cases, which usually affect balance in some way. So, just that needs to be incorporated into your retirement planning, is to make sure that you've got money to enjoy the travel you want to do during those go-go years in retirement where you're young enough to enjoy it and remember it, for that matter. And then later on, whenever that you're a little more confined at home in most cases, it needs to plan at that point. Your retirement income may not need to be quite as high. So, another expense that you're going to have whenever you get older is hopefully kids and grandkids. I can tell you that from personal experience. I have both. The kids have taken second place now to the grandkids as far as, you know, what gets spent on them. They're all self-sufficient. I don't have to worry about them anymore. But the grandkids, you know, you want to shower with gifts. You'll get to know them. In our case, we have to travel because they all live in other states besides Florida. Now, spending on kids and grandkids can be as simple as a gift card or as lavish as a trip to Disney World. Luckily, we live close to Disney World here. Many retirees also, you know, choose to pitch in and help pay for grandkids' college education. Sometimes we contribute to funds while they're still growing, and other times, you know, we just realize that, you know, that they're going to be stuck eating, you know, ramen noodles if we don't give them some money to go out and eat occasionally or get on a milk cart. A lot of folks tend to overspend on their first grandchild, which is normal. We're all proud of that first grandchild. Then when the next grandchild comes along, or perhaps several more, we're likely to try and match the same generosity, you know, even if you really can't afford it at that point. So be mindful of these expenses and opt to spend more time instead of money with your loved ones. Now, they'll appreciate that too. They'll like a little something, but it was like, you know, my grandmother lived in the country. She was an old farm lady, lived to be 100 years old. And every year I could expect, you know, a thing of socks for Christmas. And it wasn't so much the socks. It was just going to see grandma on Christmas. That was always the fun part. So your grandkids hopefully aren't the type they're going to be so selfish they expect you to spend lavishly on them. But focus on the time and still get them something, even if it's a gift card. They tend to like gift cards that they can use at their discretion now, as opposed to the pair of socks I used to get.
Yeah, and in the long run, they'll appreciate making those memories with you more than anything else, more than any gift that you could give them, a material thing. They'll appreciate that time, definitely.
So true.
Well, you know, if you want a sound plan for your retirement that incorporates those future spending requirements that we've been talking about here, give Greg and his team of professionals at Castle Financial Solutions Group a call today. 813-430-7100 is the number. That's 813-430-7100. And let them help you develop your free inflation-adjusted safe money retirement roadmap. Because look, here's the thing. It's your money. And if it's important to you, it is important to Greg and his team. Definitely. Big, big time. All right. So give him a call. Well, okay, Greg, we were kind of joking about this a little bit ago, but it's true, according to a new survey, at least, a lot of people and more people these days saying that they will never retire. So let's go through some things here as we think about why and why you need a plan anyway, because whether or not you want to retire, you're going to have to make a plan for the unknowns. There are the knowns in life, and then there are the unknowns. And, you know, life happens. Anything can happen. And so there are probably a lot more unknowns than there are knowns.
True. You know, Matt, the definition of retirement's evolved over the past few decades. Many of you listening might remember the days of working, you know, 34 years at one company, earning a pension and retiring to a warmer client. And this is really no longer the norm. With the rise of remote work back during the pandemic, people can now work from pretty much anywhere. Many businesses also offer more flexible work schedules, you know, allowing employees to create an ideal lifestyle, even if they aren't retired. In a July poll conducted jointly by Axios and Ipsos, 29% of workers under 55 answered a retirement question with, "I don't think I will ever retire." There's probably a lot of reasons for that. One is that they look out and they realize that, you know, they're so far behind the power curve when it comes to saving, and things are so expensive for them, whether it's buying their first home. I mean, you take a look at the prices of homes now, it's pretty prohibitive for the average, you know, youngster or even the 20-something, early 30-something to buy their first home. They're just so expensive these days. It takes a big chunk of their big percentage of their household income. And so it's easy to see why they probably think they'll never be able to retire. But you know, regardless of whether you love your work or you must continue to work for financial reasons, it's still a good idea to have a plan in place.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And so there are a few reasons why, because people are like, well, you know, if I'm just going to keep on working, then I don't really need a plan. No, you do. And here are a few reasons. We'll go through them now. Number one, again, on this list is health reasons. I mean, you know, we talked about health care being the biggest expense in retirement. Well, health reasons could be one of those things that could, you know, trigger your need for a plan. And, you know, we're pretty much all going to get to a point where we're definitely not as healthy as we are today. I guess, what's the old saying, Greg? You'll never be as healthy as you are today again, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. In some cases, I hope that's not true. In some cases, I hope that people recover from whatever they have. But, you know, health reasons are big ones. While working forever seems like a possibility when you're feeling well, getting older does come with a high risk of fragility. If your health should fail before you're ready to retire, you're going to want to have a plan in place for when you can't work anymore. It's important to have a financial plan in place, even if you can no longer work. This plan basically means investing in tax-advantaged retirement accounts and having enough set aside to pay for health care, which is one of the biggest expenses you're going to have. If you have concerns about when you might be able to afford to retire, you know, then I'll encourage our listeners to schedule a complimentary meeting with us so we can get started on a plan to align your finances with your current risk tolerance. Simply give us a call at 813-430-7100 or email me personally at greg@safemoneymasters.com.
Great, great thing to take advantage of there. And once again, that greg@safemoneymasters.com is the email address, or just go to the website as well. That is safemoneymasters.com. Okay, so another reason that you'll need a plan regardless of whether you want to retire, Greg, saving on taxes both now and later.
Good old taxes. You know, one of the topics that we all love to avoid.
It's so fun. I always say, like, tax is it's a four-letter word that's not a four-letter word, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like playing keep away at the end of every year. I don't know what's going on, but, you know, while continuing to work can help you fund your lifestyle indefinitely, not funding a retirement account might actually cost you money in the long run. Retirement accounts allow you to do things like invest your income in tax advantage way. It helps, basically that would help lower your income taxes now, or in the future for that matter. If you choose to open a Roth IRA or 401k account and contribute, you can save on taxes in retirement as well. Health savings accounts at HSAs, if you allow them at work, they allow you to use tax-free funds for medical expenses at any time, saving you another chunk of change. So if your company offers an HSA, by all means, you just take advantage of it. It's one of those hidden wealth tools that you can have that helps pay for healthcare.
Yeah, it could be a hidden gem for you there. It looks a little bit and operates at least a little bit kind of like an FSA, the flexible spending account, but it's you know, can be, it doesn't go away at the end of the year for one thing. And you have the possibility of moving it around from job to job as well. If you take it and leave one job, then those funds can go with you potentially. So yeah, it's definitely something to think about taking advantage of there. Another reason to have a plan, regardless of whether you want to retire at this point, you might change your mind about it. That right now might sound like the best idea in the world, but on down the road, maybe not.
Yeah. You know, one of the things you need to do to come up with a financial plan for retirement is that not having a plan keeps you stuck in your job. You don't have a roadmap for where you can actually walk away from it. You know, if you never save for retirement but decide one day that you no longer want to work, you really don't have the choice in some cases if you haven't set aside funds for retirement. You could feasibly have a big income gap between what your expenses are and the amount of guaranteed lifetime income you have coming in. Bear in mind that doesn't count things like your investment accounts, your 401ks, 403bs, because that money is not guaranteed. It could be lost in a market or other things. So your income gap is basically your income minus expenses, and that's a negative number. Need to give us a call. Anyway, basically, if you want to save money in retirement accounts, you know, you're paying yourself first by having funds set aside just in case you decide to retire. Even if you love working now, you might want to have retirement as an option later, again, because of some physical limitations or mental limitations that might come in and plague you down the road somewhere.
Yeah.
Always have a plan.
And that's the thing, is that you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? So that's definitely true.
I've heard that before.
That's, you know, I do have some words of wisdom myself, you know, but didn't quite come up with that one off the top of my head.
That could be next week's quote.
That's right. That's right. Just credit me, you know, and send me the royalty check. But anyway, here's another one that people might not consider too. RMDs, required minimum distributions, those might actually bite you as well. So that's a reason that you need a plan.
Yeah, I get questions all the time about RMDs. You know, when do I have to start those? And there's confusion about, you know, I pull this money. Is all that money going to Uncle Sam? And the answer is no, it's really not. You know, it's you're pulling out a chunk that Uncle Sam tells you that they want to tax you on. Whatever you have after the taxes is yours to spend. Kind of like the individual that won that over, you know, 1.5 billion Mega Millions drawing, you know, a week or so ago. I'm still not sure if he's come forward or not, he or she, but
it wasn't me, that's all I know.
it was in Florida, but it was not me either, unfortunately. But anyway, you know, just big tax chunk came out of that. Basically, I think the individual, if they choose the cash entity, they're going to get like $758 million as opposed to $1.5 billion. And again, going back to how RMDs come out, is that they tell you basically how much to pull out, and whatever you have left over after taxes is yours to spend or invest, or however you choose to do it. If you've been diligently saving for retirement, but you've decided you don't ever want to hang up your hat, you might get hit with a surprise when you hit age 73. Some retirement accounts have required minimum distributions, or RMDs, which force you to take funds out and pay those taxes with the withdrawal funds. RMDs are in place for pre-tax retirement accounts like 401ks, 403bs, TSPs, and traditional IRAs. So you can't simply shelter your retirement funds forever. You must begin withdrawing funds by April 1st of the year after you turn 73. This is required distribution as taxable income. So you might be in for a much higher tax bill than what you are actually thinking about.
Yeah, and that is not a good feeling ever. You know, we spoke about taxes being a four-letter word, and the RMDs and taxes, they can go hand in hand, and neither one of them are a fun thing. So here are some what ifs here, and that this is really the reason that you can kind of sum up why do you need a plan. It's because of the what ifs, right? I mean, that's why you need a plan. For whatever happens, and those are the what ifs in life.
Yeah, that's true. You know, retirement is not required, but it's always best to have a plan in place just in case that you either need to or want to down the road somewhere. So some of the what if scenarios for folks would be, you know, what if your company goes out of business because there's a lot of acquisitions or mergers going on and people are being downsized? If the company you're working for goes out of business, you might be forced into retirement against your will. Sure, you could go get another job, but you know, if you can't afford if you can't find a company to take you on, you know, you might be out of luck. I know that age discrimination is not supposed to exist, but trust me, in the world it does. As you get older, people are looking for the company I used to work for, and I used to get involved with this a lot. When we're trying to hire executive talent, basically the word they always use was, you know, find us someone with a lot of runway. So basically looking for someone that's young enough that once they get hired and they're paying the cost for the headhunter or other things, that that individual is going to be able to work with them for a long enough time to get their money back and make a contribution to the organization. Another thing that's going to happen, hopefully, is for some reason you get fired. It's one of those what ifs. What if you get fired? You know, hey, it could happen. Hopefully not to you, but no one plans getting fired. But a change in management or direction by the company could result in your job being eliminated. We've seen people walk out the door a lot of times just because of change of management. Another what if is that, what if a close family member needs your help? And I see this a lot in retirees too, where someone gets ready to retire and they end up having to move someplace else to be closer to mom or dad, who basically is undergoing some issues they want, what they don't want to or can't move closer to you. So in which case you make the decision to move closer to them. So even if you're in perfect health until you're 100 years old, you might need to take care of a close family member as you get older. So if you become a full-time caretaker, you're going to have less time to work a job, which might force you into early retirement.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And all things that you need to plan for. And you can start on that road. If you don't have a plan, go to safemoneymasters.com. Once again, that is safemoneymasters.com. And reach out for that complimentary consultation with Greg and the team at Castle Financial Solutions Group. Well, okay, so, you know, Warren Buffett is, you know, when you say that name, you think, okay, here's a guy who obviously knows and has known for a long time what it's all about in the money world, at least as far as investing and making money, right? I mean, he has a reputation for very simple yet profound financial wisdom. We've featured his quotes a couple of times for our quote of the week here on the show, because it's just very pithy and very applicable to a lot of the things that we talk about. So he's got a list here of several things that poor people spend money on. And that, you know, means that they spend more money on these things than they really should. Right. So, you know, if we look, and here's the idea behind this, you know, if we all look and address these financial pitfalls that are pretty common, we can all make more informed financial decisions, really to ensure that our money serves us well. We've worked hard for it, put it to work for us, right? So number one is neglecting personal development. That's a biggie.
It is. You know, Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha, he has a quote that I love. We should probably feature this one week. And basically, it's I had this actually hanging on my wall for a pretty good while until I changed offices. It was, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you'll work until you die.
Yep.
So basically, that money could be anything from, you know, having a company where you're the president of, or it could be something where you have annuities or investments that are working for you while you sleep at night, making you money. Hopefully, as you get older, you remember the rule of 100, where, you know, based on your age, a portion of that money is put into something more conservative so you can sleep better at night, not have to worry about suffering loss. But when it comes to neglecting personal development, you know, according to Buffett, you know, the best investment one can make is in oneself. Enhancing skills and education can boost earning potential significantly. Knowledge and abilities are assets that no one can take away from you ever.
Yeah, that's very true. And then, boy, this one is huge. I know a lot of people, especially as, you know, during the pandemic and then as inflation really got out of control, a lot of people have been relying more and more on credit cards. And that's another thing on Buffett's list, just relying on those credit cards way too much.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, an article came out recently that said that, you know, credit card debt is at an all-time high. So the trillions of dollars now. So that's pretty damning. You know, credit cards, as we all know, can be convenient, but especially in this time of inflation, high interest rates can quickly overshadow any benefits if you don't pay the full balance monthly. You know, Buffett advises against needless spending that could lead to credit card debt. And my advice to you very simply is that while some things are okay and even necessary to put temporarily on a credit card. Use your debit card as much as possible, because if you don't have money in the bank, you can't afford to pay for it, then don't do it.
Yeah. Otherwise, you could get yourself into trouble there, financially speaking. Another one, frequenting bars and pubs. In case you haven't noticed, folks, more expensive to drink out at the bar or the pub than it is at home.
Yeah, get tea or get a cola, because, you know, they're both refillable if you happen to be a guzzler. So,
right.
And they cost a lot less. Free refills are always better than having to pay for multiple drinks. Spending on activities, you know, as we all know, spending on activities like, you know, drinking at bars can add up, especially if you're the one paying for things. Opting for more affordable social gatherings like home get-togethers can certainly help cut costs. Reducing alcohol consumption will also lead to a healthier lifestyle. So, you know, we should all take a look at reducing alcohol consumption and enjoying company a little bit more.
Yeah, I have done that in recent months, and your liver will thank you.
Really.
Another thing too, and I have been guilty of this in the past, not so much here lately, but in the past, I always kind of had to have the latest and greatest technology. And that's another thing that Buffett says people spend too much money on, is chasing just the latest, greatest. You got to have it as soon as it comes out.
Chasing the shiny objects. My wife is guilty of this. She has always have to have the latest and greatest whatever. So we're at opposite ends of things. She's a I everything, and I'm an Android kind of guy. So, do have an iPad, but anyway. But chasing shiny objects, you know, new gadgets might be tempting, but often, you know, last year's models serve just as well. Every time it comes up for your phone, can you get it? You know, is it time for a replacement? And they talk you into it. They're making a lot of money on that, because the phone you have probably works as well as the one you're going to get, and you're not going to use all the bells and whistles anyway. Buffett himself has a history of sticking to functional rather than flashy tech, and it's probably, you know, a good model for all of us to follow, since he's done pretty well for himself.
Yes, he has. Does it do what you need it to do? Okay, then you're good. You know, I mean, that's pretty much it. Overspending on clothes, that's another one. And I have, I guess maybe I've done this in the past, but it's been a while, because I'm, you know, it's not the case today, but 9 days out of 10, my uniform is, you know, like a pair of slacks of some kind, or even jeans and polo shirt. Like that's kind of my thing. So I don't have to overspend or be too flashy, because that's just not a very flashy thing to wear.
You know, I think other than underwear, if both of us went through our closets or our chest of drawers or whatever, our clothes are stored, and we thought about the clothes we actually wear over and over again, if we eliminated the things we haven't worn in the last year, our closets would be pretty slim, because most of us tend to wear the same thing over and over and over again. And we do wash them, but, you know, we have our favorites, and once they're washed, they're the first thing to go back on again. And as Buffett says, overspending on clothes can cost you a lot of money. So, you know, Buffett, along with other billionaires, tends to lean towards simplicity in his wardrobe. You know, choosing classic, durable clothes over flashy, expensive brands can result in significant savings, obviously. So shopping for vintage clothing that fits your style can be an affordable cost cutter and a fun activity during retirement.
Yeah, and a lot of that is coming back in style too, you know, stuff that, you know, it's everything that's old is what's old is new again, you know? And so a lot of the styles that may have been popular a few decades back are now coming back around. So, hey, go out to the, you know, the thrift store, the vintage clothing shop, and find you some stuff. Unused gym memberships, boy, those New Year's resolutions can be some expensive things, because you join the gym January 1st, you're like, I'm all in, I'm doing this. And by about the second week of January, if you make it that far, you're not going anymore. And that cost every month still coming out of the bank account.
Yeah, it is. The unused gym memberships could cost you a lot of money. And, you know, Buffett, I don't know if he goes to the gym or not, but Buffett promotes an active lifestyle, but cautions against unused gym memberships. You know, free or low cost fitness routines can be just as effective if regularly practiced. You know, I always try to stay in shape, and I traveled for a lot of years. And literally, you know, there's easy workshops you can do, workouts you can do in your hotel room. And they tend to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish anyway. If you want to lose weight, walking or jogging is a great way, walking preferably as you get older. It saves on the joints. And, you know, if you're younger and trying to get buff, you can use a band workshop, you know, just not a workshop, but a band workout in the hotel room and accomplish pretty much the same thing you can accomplish in a gym.
Yeah, you don't have to, you know, carry the big weights with you and that kind of stuff. Just do the bands and you'll be good. And yeah, I mean, and if you're on Medicare as well, silver sneakers is a thing that you probably can have access to also. And that can get you into a lot of gyms at no cost. Okay, so just about, well, a little more than 8 minutes left in the show here, Greg. So what I want to do here is just kind of quickly run through these last few items that people spend too much money on from Warren Buffett so that we can make sure and get to the Tom Hegna segment here and not shortchange Tom toward the end of the show. But another thing, buying new cars, you know, I mean, depreciation, that can really just eat away at your finances there. Unnecessary subscription services. We've talked about this, I think, before on the show, where it's just like, okay, do you really need Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and Discovery and Max and all this other stuff out there? Unnecessary subscriptions, really, they're unnecessary for a reason. All right. Regular nights out, stay at home, eat at home. So much simpler, so much more, so much easier and so much cheaper for you. Gambling, if you overdo it, especially, which can be easy to do, that can really eat away at your money very, very quickly, especially at, you know, go to the dollar slot machines. Boy, I speak from experience on that. And then smoking, much like the drinking thing we talked about a few minutes ago, smoking is a costly habit, especially because of not only the cost of the cigarettes themselves, the taxes that are levied on that as well, on all tobacco products. So just to kind of finish that out from Warren Buffett and his list of the things that poor people spend money on that we should not. And I loop myself into that on a lot of those things too.
Right. You know, Matt, for the past 2 weeks, you know, we've been talking with our listeners about some key points from Tom Hegna's best-selling book and PBS special, Don't Worry, Retire Happy. You know, in his book, Tom explains why it's important to secure both guaranteed paychecks to cover your living expenses and also paychecks in retirement so you can basically enjoy life in retirement and have those fun activities. So in other words, necessary income to cover the things you need and also cover the wants that you have in retirement. So in his book, you know, Tom outlines 7 steps to retirement security is, you know, having a plan for retirement. We cover that, maximize Social Security benefits. Listen to one of our previous shows a couple of weeks ago. You hear about that. Consider a hybrid retirement. Protect savings from inflation. Secure guaranteed retirement income was a biggie. We talked about that last week. And then today we're going to pick up where we left off, which is to plan for long-term medical costs and also use home equity wisely. So last week we covered the first 5 of those steps. So we're going to pick up where we left off and discuss the last 2 steps today.
Let's do number 6 here. So we'll pick up, as you said, we did the first 5. So let's pick up with number 6. If I remember my counting, that is where we are. And so that one is planning for long-term care and medical costs. Huge, huge, huge.
It is, you know, when planning for your retirement, you got to consider all 3 phases of retirement. You know, the first phase, Tom calls the go-go years. We talked about it earlier. These are those early years of retirement when you're golfing, playing tennis, traveling, and enjoying your retirement. Unfortunately, the go-go years are followed by what he calls the slow-go years. The slow-go years are when you can still do everything that you did in the go-go years, but you just don't want to anymore. In fact, you don't want to go to downtown after 6:30 p.m. because you can't see when it's dark to drive. The slow-go years are followed by the no-go years, and that's when you're probably not leaving the building until you're, as he says, leaving the building. When planning for your retirement, you need to keep all 3 phases of the retirement in mind. So here, let's go to some interesting facts about this. You know, the odds of your home burning down between now and the day you die are about 3 out of 100, 3%, but nearly every homeowner's got homeowner's insurance. The odds of you totaling your car between now and the day you die are about 18 out of 100, 18%, yet nearly every automobile owner carries auto insurance. However, you know, if you're over 65 years old, the odds that you're going to need some sort of long-term care between now and the day you die are about 72%. However, less than 30% of Americans over age 45 actually purchase long-term care insurance.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing too. No matter how well you've done with stocks and bonds, other investments, I mean, an unplanned long-term care event could literally wipe you out. It can just be a huge, huge chunk of change.
Yeah, right. So, you know, think of your long-term care plan as simply a shield that can help protect your assets, so you're able to spend your money the way you want to instead of the way you have to. If you have concerns about long-term care, then I encourage you to schedule a complimentary meeting with us so we can get started on a plan to align your finances with your current risk tolerance and your current needs. Simply give us a call at 813-430-7100. Or again, you can email me personally and ask questions at greg@safemoneymasters.com.
And in our last couple of minutes here, Greg, number 7 from Tom Hegna, use your home equity wisely.
Yeah, this is one of those steps that hopefully most of us don't have to use, but there are some 3 basic ways to access equity in your home. You know, first of all, you can sell your home and downsize, which is an option a lot of folks choose. I'm considering that myself, actually. You can take a loan against the equity, basically a HELOC, or you can use a reverse mortgage.
Well, those first two, of course, seem pretty straightforward, at least on their face. But what about that third one, the reverse mortgage? You see the kind of the commercials about those, but what about them?
Yeah, reverse mortgage is not something you should take lightly. You should always seek the advice of a trained professional or a certified financial planner before moving forward with this option. However, if you're considering it as a way to access your home's equity, here are a couple of the basics you need to really take to heed. First of all, a homeowner, you've got to be at least 62 years old before you can use a reverse mortgage. The loan is generally not repaid until the last homeowner moves out of the property or passes away. And you got to understand the fees and the restrictions on a one of these as well. So just to go over that, that pretty much covers what Tom was talking about before. So here's sort of a quick recap of his 7 steps. Number 1, have a plan for retirement. 2, maximize Social Security benefits. Consider a hybrid retirement. Protect savings from inflation. Secure guaranteed retirement income. That's one of the biggies. Plan for long-term care medical costs. Another biggie. And use home equity wisely.
It's This Week in History.
1939, way back then, The Wizard of Oz starring Julie Garland, Ray Bolger as the Scarecrow, Jack Haley the Tin Man, and Burt Ward the Cowardly Lion premiered at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. 1965, one of my favorite groups, the Beatles, played to their largest crowd of over 55,000 people at Shea Stadium in New York City. Among those attending were future wives Barbara Bach for Ringo Starr and Linda Eastman for Paul McCartney. In 1969, the Woodstock Festival opens in Bethel, New York on Max Jasker's Dairy Farm. Performers included, of course, Jimi Hendrix, Santana, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Janis Joplin, Arlo Guthrie, and Joan Baez. And then birthdays for today, Jennifer Lawrence, 32 years old. She's an actor, played in The Hunger Games, X-Men. She actually won the Academy Award for Best Actress for Silver Linings Playbook and Ben Affleck, 50 years old today. Of course, he starred in Armageddon, Pearl Harbor, Goodwill Hunting, Batman versus Superman. He won 2 Academy Awards for Best Screenplay in 1997, along with his good buddy, and for Goodwill Hunting. And also he won 2012 for Best Picture Award for his film Argo. And today is International Relaxation Day and National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. So I think that I will go grab a piece of lemon meringue pie and sit back and relax for the rest of the day.
Those are my kind of days right there, Greg. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. But that'll just about wrap it up here for the show. I thank you, sir, for all of your insights and information. I know the listeners do as well. And we will do it again next time.
And back at you. So with that, I guess we could easily say, We'll see you next week at same bat time.
Same bat channel.
Have a great week, everybody. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Safe Money Masters with Greg Castle. You deserve to work with a financial expert who has a track record of helping clients exceed their financial goals by implementing safe and proven strategies. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Greg, visit SafeMoneyMasters.com. Not affiliated with the United States government, Greg Castle does not offer tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.